like flying, do you?
Gives you that idea.
You want to know the secret to surviving air travel? After you get where you're going, take off your shoes and your socks. Then you walk around on the rug barefoot and make fists with your toes.
Fists with your toes.
I know. It sounds crazy. Trust me. I've been doing it for 9 years. Yes, sir. Better than a shower and a hot cup of coffee.
Okay. It's okay, I'm a cop. Trust me, I've been doing this for 11 years.
Passengers, captain, and crew would like to welcome you to Los Angeles. Have a very Merry Christmas.
My bag here.
How do you do? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to congratulate each and every one of you for making this one of the greatest years in the history of the Nakatomi Corporation. On behalf of the Chief Executive Officer, Mr. Ozu, and the Board of Directors, we thank you one and all and wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hey, Holly. What about dinner tonight, huh?
Harry, it's Christmas Eve. Families, stockings, chestnuts, Rudolph and Frosty. Any of these things ring a bell?
Actually, I was thinking more of mulled wine, an ice age brie, and a roaring fireplace. You know what I'm saying?
Ginny, it's 5:40. Go join the party. Have some champagne. You're making me feel like Ebenezer Scrooge.
Thanks a lot, Mrs. Nero. Do you think the baby can handle a little sip?
That baby's ready to tend bar.
Last chance.
Bye.
McLean Brothers, Lucy McLean speaking.
Hello, Lucy McLean. This is your mother speaking.
Mommy, when are you coming home?
Pretty soon. You'll be in bed when I get there, though. Let me talk to Paulina, okay, hon? And no snooping around the house looking for presents.
Is Daddy coming home with you?
Well, we'll see what Santa and Mommy can do, okay? Put Paulina on. Bye, honey.
Paulina!
Hola, Mrs. Holly.
Did Mr. McLean call?
No, Mrs. Holly. No telefono.
Well, he probably just didn't have time before his flight. It might be a good idea to make up the spare bedroom just in case.
See, Mrs. Holly. I do that already.
What would I do without you, Paulina?
Nice bear.
Okay. Argyle, what do we do now?
I was hoping you could tell me. It's my first time driving a limo.
It's okay. It's my first time riding in one.
Relax. We got everything in this mug, man. Look at this. CD, CB, TV, telephone, full bar, VHS. If your friends have to trot, you know, a few mama bears we can hook up with. Or is he married?
He's married.
Okay. Oh, sorry about that. It's the girl's day off. I didn't know you were going to sit up front. So, your lady live out here?
About the past 6 months.
Meaning you still live in New York?
You always ask this many questions, Argyle.
Sorry, man. I used to drive a cab, and people would expect a little chit-chat. So, you divorced?
Just drive the car, man.
Hey, come on. You divorced? You separated? She beat you up?
She had a good job. Turned into a great career.
Now that meant she had to move here.
You're very fast, Argyle.
So why didn't you come? Well, why'd you come with her, man? What's up?
Because I'm a New York cop. Got a 6-month backlog of New York scumbags I'm still trying to put behind bars. I can't just pick up and go that easy.
So in other words, you thought she wasn't going to make it out here, and she'd come crawling up back to you. So why bother to pack, right?
Like I said, you're very fast, Argyle.
You mind if we hear some tunes? Hey, that'll work.
You got any Christmas music?
This is Christmas music.
December 24th on Hollis Avenue, the dark. When I see the man chilling with his dog in the park, I approach him very slowly with my heart full of fear. Look at his dog, oh my God, a ill reindeer. My man, I was really good, the man had a beard and a bag full of pretty clover sock and near. So I turned my head a second and the man was gone. But he must have dropped his wallet back dead on the lawn. I picked the wallet up and then I took a pause. Turned out the lights and then it calls that Santa Claus. $1 million in it, cold money to G's.
So your lady sees you, you run into each other's arms, the music comes up, and you live happily ever after, right?
I can live with that.
So if it doesn't work out, man, you got a place to stay?
I'll find a place.
I tell you what, I'm going to pull in the parking garage and I'll wait. You score, you give me a call in the car park. I'll take your bags to the desk. You strike out, I'll get you a hotel.
You're all right, Argyle.
Just remember that when you sign for the tip. Hi.
Good evening.
I'm here to see Holly McLean.
Just type it in there.
Cute toy.
Yeah, you have to take a leak. It'll even help you find your zipper.
Floor.
The party. They're the only ones left in the building. Take the express elevator. Get off where you hear the noise.
Thanks.
Thank you. from California.
Why don't I talk to him right now?
Hi. Looking for...
Hello, Gennaro.
Yeah.
Then you must be John McClane. Joe Takagi.
Hi.
How was the ride in?
Nice. I have you to thank for that?
Seems the least we can do.
It's quite a place you have here.
It will be if we ever get it finished. There's still several floors under construction. Holly went to the vault room to fax some documents. She should be back any minute. In the meanwhile, her office is right back here. Ellis.
I was just making a call. This is the nurse phone.
I want you to meet John McClane. Holly's husband. Holly's policeman. Ellis is in charge of international development.
Heard a heck of a lot about you.
Miss something.
Can I get you anything? Food, cake, some watered down champagne?
No, thank you. I'm fine. You throw quite a party. I didn't realize they celebrated Christmas in Japan.
We're flexible. Pearl Harbor didn't work out, so we got you with tape decks.
Actually, it's kind of sort of a double celebration. We closed a pretty big deal today, and a lot of it was due to Holly. Am I right, Jojo?
John. Have you met everyone?
Oh, we've been sticking him with spears. Of course he has. She was made for the business. Tough as nails.
I was hoping you made that flight.
Show him the watch.
Later.
Well, go on, show him. What are you, embarrassed? It's just a small token of appreciation for all her hard work. It's a Rolex.
I'm sure I'll see you later. Is there a place where I could wash up?
Sure. To forgive Ellis. He gets very depressed this time of year. He thought he was God's greatest gift, you know?
I know the type. He's got his eye on you.
It's okay. I have my eye in his private bathroom. Where are you staying? Things happened so fast, I didn't get a chance to ask you on the phone.
Captain Roberts retired out here.
Oh, yeah?
Told me I could bunk in with him.
Cappy retired, huh? Where does he live?
Ramona.
Pomona.
Huh?
Pomona.
Yeah.
Glad you'll be in the car half the time. Why don't we make it easy? I have a spare bedroom. I mean, it's not huge or anything, but kids would love to have you at the house.
They would, huh?
I would too.
Come on!
Sorry. I missed you.
I guess you didn't miss my name though, huh? Except maybe when you're signing checks. Since when did you start using Ms. Gennaro?
It's a Japanese company. They figure a married woman's got...
You are a married woman, Holly. You're married to me.
Are we going to have this conversation again? We did this in July.
We never finished this conversation in July.
I had an opportunity. I had to take it.
Right. No matter what the consequences, no matter what it did to our marriage, you had to take
this opportunity. It didn't do anything to our marriage, except maybe change your idea of what our marriage should be.
I think you have a clue as to what my idea of our marriage should be.
I know exactly what your idea of our marriage should be.
Mr. Gennaro, I...
Excuse me.
Hi. Mr. Takagi is looking for you. He wants you to say something to the troops.
Thank you. Speech time. Be back in a few minutes.
Great job.
Good job.
very mature.
Rebounds, right? Feeds Worthy on the break, over to AC, to Magic, then back to Worthy, right? Boom! 2 points. We're in.
Yeah, Argyle.
All right, where are you?
I'm kicking it down in the garage. What's the word with you and your lady, man?
The vote's not in yet.
Hey, Bruder.
Moment. 999, Father, don't need to come.
Argon?
Back, you there? Hello?
So the number? Use it. Gentlemen,
due to the Nakatomi Corporation's legacy of greed around the globe, they're about to be taught a lesson in the real use of power. You will be witnesses. Now, where is Mr. Takagi?
Joseph Yoshinobu Takagi. Born Kyoto, 1937. Family emigrated to San Pedro, California, 1939. Interned Manzanar, 1942-43. Scholarship student, University of California, 1955. Law degree, Stanford, 1962. MBA, Harvard, 1970. President, Nakatomi Trading. Vice Chairman, Nakatomi Investment Group.
Enough.
And father of five.
I am Takagi.
How do you do? It's a pleasure to meet you.
Destruction 33
Nice suit. John Phillips, London. I have two myself.
Rumor has it, Arafat buys his there.
When Alexander saw the breadth of his domain, he wept, for there were no more worlds to conquer. Benefits of a classical education. Oh, that's beautiful. I always enjoyed to make models when I was a boy. The exactness, the attention to every conceivable detail. It's beautiful.
Is this what this is all about? Our project in Indonesia? Contrary to what you people may think, we are going to develop that region, not exploit it.
I believe you.
I read the article in Forbes.
Mr. Takagi, I could talk about industrialization and men's fashions all day, but I'm afraid work must intrude, and my associate Theo has some questions for you. Sort of fill-in-the-blanks questions, actually.
I don't have that code. You broke in here to access our computer. Any information you could get when they wake up in Tokyo in the morning, they'll change it. You won't be able to blackmail our executive, threaten our profit.
Sit down.
Kage, I'm really not interested in your computer. But I need the code key because I am interested in the $640 million in negotiable bearer bonds that you have locked in your vault. And the computer controls the vault.
You want money? What kind of terrorists are you?
Who said we were terrorists?
The bonds represent at most 10 days of operating capital.
The code, please.
It's useless to you. There are 7 safeguards on our vault, and the code key is only one of them. You'll never get it open.
Then there's no reason not to tell it to us.
I told you.
It's not over yet.
It's a very nice suit, Mr. Takagi. To be ashamed to ruin it. I'm going to count to 3. There will not be a 4. Give me the code. 1, 2, 3.
I don't know it, I'm telling you. Get on the jet to Tokyo and ask the chairman. I'm telling you, you're just going to have to kill me.
Okay. Do it the hard way. Tony, see if you can dispose of that. Carl, you better go and check on Heinrich's work up on the machine floor.
Hey,
Peter Heinrich. Now, you can break the code.
He didn't bring me along for my charming personality.
Argyle, tell me you heard the shots. You're calling the police right now.
Of course I'm still coming by later. Sweetheart, have I ever lied to you? My boss? I think I'm on my way to Vegas.
Uli, get up on the pipe! Mango, you go through here. I'm going to the court. Hans, we're on the roof.
Minutes to break the code, 2 hours, 2.5 hours for the 5 mechanicals at the minimum. The 7th lock, however, is out of my hands.
Sorry.
The 7th lock, the electromagnetic seal. You do understand the circuits cannot be cut locally.
Trust me.
Why the fuck didn't you stop him, John? Because then you'd be dead too, asshole. Think, goddammit, think.
Fire alarm. Call 911. Give them the guard's name, the building code number, and cancel the alarm. Then disable the system. Eriamo fuori di Lando.
Now, shall we go? Nine. Baby, come to Papa, come on. Baby, come on, baby, come on, baby, come to Papa, I'll kiss your fucking Dalmatian. Oh, you stupid motherfucker, no, no! Turn the fucking truck around!
Coming to help you. You might as well come out and join the others. I promise I won't hurt you.
You're a policeman. There are rules for policemen.
Yeah. That's what my captain keeps telling me.
bet your ass I wish to proceed.
In the world, and I gotta kill one with feet smaller than my sister.
I wanted this to be professional, efficient, adult, cooperative, not a lot to ask. Alas, your Mr. Takagi did not see it that way, so he won't be joining us for the rest of his life. We can go anywhere you want us. You can walk out of here or be carried out. But have no illusions. We are in charge. So, decide now, each of you. Please remember, we have left nothing to chance.
Get them back.
Not mine.
Now I have a machine gun.
Our security guard we missed?
They're usually tied up and just growing fat on a pension. No, no, this is something else.
Was habe ich dir gesagt? Was habe ich dir gesagt? Ich will, dass es keiner sieht.
Haltet sie zurück. Ich sage es zum letzten Mal.
We have to do something, Hans.
Yes, we do. To tell Carl his brother is dead. Tell him to come down.
Carl, komm sofort. Franco, you and Fritz, take the body upstairs and out of sight. I don't want the hostages to think too much.
I weiß nicht, wie ich es erklären soll, aber komm sofort, schnell.
But let Heinrich plant the detonators and Theo prepare the vault. After we call the police, they'll waste hours trying to negotiate, and then you can tear the building apart looking for this man. But until then, we do not alter the plan.
And if he alters it...
What do you think?
Something's wrong.
Cops?
John.
Oh, Christ, he can fuck this whole thing up. What does he think he's doing?
His job.
Bullshit. His job's 3,000 miles away. Without him, we still have a chance. We might be able to get out of here.
Tell that to Takagi.
Mayday, mayday. Anyone copying Channel 9?
Terrorists have seized the Nakatomi building and are holding at least 30 people hostage. I repeat, unknown number of terrorists,
six or more armed with automatic weapons at Nakatomi Plaza,
Century City.
Where's the best place to transmit?
Somebody answer me, goddammit.
The roof. Go, go!
It's the same address as that fire signal.
I'll handle it.
Attention, whoever you are, this channel is reserved for emergency calls only.
No fucking shit, lady! Do I sound like I'm ordering a pizza?
No one kills him but me.
They have already killed one hostage. They are fortifying their positions while you're jerking me off on the radio. Now send the police.
Sir, I've already told you. This is a reserved channel. If this is an emergency call, dial 911 on your telephone. Otherwise, I'll have to report this as an FCC violation.
Fine. Report me. Come the fuck down here and arrest me. Just send the police now.
See if there's a black and white that can do a drive-by.
Thought you guys just ate donuts.
They're for my wife. Yeah. She's pregnant. Yeah. Bag it.
Big time.
Thanks.
Dispatch to 8 Lincoln 30, over.
This is 8 Lincoln 30. Come on in, over.
Investigate a code 2 at Nakatomi Plaza, Century City.
8 Lincoln 30 to dispatch. I'm on my way.
Thank you.
Maschinengewehr.
Haben Sie ihn?
Karl, ist mit mir? Wir sind im Heizehaus unter dem Dach.
Nein.
Im Heizehaus unter dem Dach.
Wo ist Karl?
He's in the elevator, Schatz.
Hast du das gehört?
Perfekt. The elevators are locked off. You can't escape. Just shut it in and come back down.
Oh, fuck.
Carl, the police are probably on their way
already.
Carl. I can stall them, but not if they hear gunshots. If you lock him in, he'll be neutralized.
To the coast. We'll get together, have a few laughs.
I know what a TV dinner feels like.
Signs of disturbance, dispatch.
8L30, Roger. Possible crane call. Check the area again and confirm.
Who's driving this car? Stevie Wonder?
I do see a guard inside. I'm gonna go in for a closer look.
8L30, Roger. Use caution.
Eddie?
I had a feeling you'd be calling.
evening, officer. What can I do for you?
Nur ein Mann.
Alex hat einen nervösen Zeigefinger.
We had that false alarm, you know. They asked me, that goddamn computer sent you out on another wild goose chase. They've been chasing bugs in this system ever since they installed it.
Notre Dame on top of USC.
Oh, shit. Come on, I got 50 bucks bet on them assholes.
Come on. Where's the fucking cavalry?
Was good for 52 yards.
You don't mind if I take a look around, do you?
Nah, help yourself.
7 seconds left in this first period. 7-0 Notre Dame. The Irish driving 74 yards and 8 plays with...
This fucking...
Tree, motherfucker, jump it! Put that fucking gun down! Put the gun down!
Okay!
Put it down!
Sure, jump it!
Fucking gun down! Yes,
sorry to waste your time.
No problem at all.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful. Dum-da-dum, delightful. For the love...
Hey, Lincoln 30 to dispatch.
8L30, go ahead.
Yeah, that's a wild goose chase over here at Nakatomi Plaza. Everything here is okay. Over. But nobody has any place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Man, God, 17 is in Christ!
Monica, I can get us a table. Wolfgang and I are very close friends.
No problem.
I interviewed him, for God's sake.
2000 Block Avenue, the Star. Repeat, officer needs assistance.
I'm in Nakatomi Plaza. They're turning my car into Swiss cheese. I need backup assistance now! Now, goddammit, now!
I'd love to hear that sound.
All of you relax. This is a matter of inconvenient timing. That's all. Police action was inevitable. And as it happens, necessary. So let them fumble about outside and stay calm. This is simply the beginning.
I thought I told all of you I want radio silence until further...
Sorry, Hans. I didn't get that message.
Maybe you should have put it on the bulletin board.
Wax Tony and Marco and his friend here, I figured you and Carl and Franco might be a little lonely, so I wanted to give you a call.
How does he know so much about this?
This is very kind of you. I assume you are our mysterious party crasher. You are most troublesome. For a security guard?
Sorry, Hans. Wrong guess.
Would you like to go for double jeopardy where the scores can really change?
These are very bad for you.
Who are you, then?
Just a fly in the ointment, Hans. A monkey in a wrench. A pain in the ass. Whoa.
Check on all the others. Don't use the radio. See if he's lying about Marco and find out if anyone else is missing. Mr. Mystery Guest.
Yeah, I'm still here. Unless you want to open the front door for me.
No, I'm afraid not. But you have me at a loss. You know my name, but who are you?
Just another American who saw too many movies as a child. Another orphan of a bankrupt culture who thinks he's John Wayne, Rambo, Marshall Dillon.
I was always kind of partial to Roy Rogers, actually. I really like those sequin shirts.
Do you really think you have a chance against us, Mr. Cowboy?
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
I can get the jump on everybody if I get a remote.
I don't have the new pages. Where's the
Harvey, keep
report?
Your pants on, will you?
Sam, look, I'm begging you.
Simon's already had a remote thing with that Santa sing-along. I'll tell him to swing by or something. I'm not sitting on this, but I don't want to hear it. This is my story. I can't am hear going you. Out there. Sam, all right, look. Sam, I tell you what. You don't want to give me a truck? I'll go and I'll steal a truck.
Hey, give us a break, Thornburg.
Eat it, Harvey.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Harvey, we're on the air.
Good evening. This is Harvey Johnson.
And I'm Gail Wallens, and this is Nightline News at 10. Our top stories on this Christmas Eve, the high tides...
Take truck number 5. Get out of here.
...live for a mini-cam report to Malibu.
He wasn't lying about Marco. He's down on the street. And the other man was Heinrich. And his bag is missing.
He had the detonator.
Leo.
Yo!
We have some problems. How's your schedule?
3 down, 4 to go.
Don't waste time
talking to me.
This is Sergeant Al Powell of the Los Angeles Police Department. If the person who radioed for help can hear me on this channel, acknowledge this transmission. I say again... If the person who radioed for help on this channel can hear me, acknowledge this transmission.
I read you, pal. You the guy in the car?
What's left of him. Can you identify yourself?
Not now. Maybe later. Listen fast. This is a party line. The neighbor's got itchy trigger fingers. All right, here's the deal. You got 30 or so hostages on the 30th floor.
His name's Hans.
We have to find him and shut him up. He's telling them everything.
Let him. I'm waiting for the FBI to arrive. Until then, he can waste as much time as he likes. But we must find the bag, Fritz. Go help Oli.
Freaking arsenal.
We must have the detonators.
They got missiles, automatic weapons, and enough plastic explosives to orbit Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Get down to 9 now, counting the skydiver you met. These guys are mostly European, judging by their clothing labels, and... cigarettes. They're well-financed and very slick.
Well, now, how do you know that?
I've seen enough phony IDs in my time
to recognize that the ones they got
must have cost a fortune.
Add all that up, I don't know what the fuck it means, but you got some badass perpetrators and they're here to stay.
I hear you, partner. LA's finest are on it.
So light them if you got them.
Way ahead of you, partner.
What do I call you?
Call me... Roy.
Well, listen up, Roy. If you think of anything else you think we need to know, don't be
I'll
shy,
give you the
okay?
Kit.
In the meantime, I want you to find a safe place to hold up and let us do our job.
Understand? They're all yours, Al.
I am, sir. Sergeant Powell, Al Powell.
Dwayne Robinson, Powell, what's the deal here? What do these pricks want?
Well, if you mean the terrorists, sir, we don't exactly know. We haven't heard a peep from them.
Well, who in the hell you been talking to?
We don't know that either, sir. He won't give us his name. But he appears to be the one who phoned in the report. He's killed one terrorist for sure, and he claims he's capped off two others.
He claims? Powell, has it occurred to you he could be one of the terrorists pulling your chain? Or some nutcase in there?
I don't think so, sir. In fact, I think he's a cop. Maybe not LAPD, but he's definitely a badge.
How do you know that?
A hunch. Things he said. Like being able to spot a phony ID.
Jesus Christ, Powell! Could be a fucking bartender for all we know.
TV's here.
Oh, shit.
I have a request.
What idiot put you in charge?
You did. When you murdered my boss. Now everybody's looking to me. Personally, I pass on the job. I don't enjoy being this close to you.
Go on.
We have a pregnant woman out there. Relax, she's not due for a couple of weeks, but sitting on that rock isn't doing her back any good. So I would like permission to move her to one of the offices where there's a sofa.
No, but I'll have a sofa brought out to you. Good enough?
Good enough. And unless you like it messy, I'd start bringing us in groups to the bathroom.
Yes, you're right. It will be done. Is there something else?
No, thank you.
Mr. Takagi chose his people well, Mrs.
Gennaro. Miss Gennaro.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin.
This is Richard Thornburg, live from Century City. Tonight, Los Angeles has joined the sad and worldwide fraternity of cities whose only membership requirement is to suffer the anguish of international terrorism. Approximately 2 hours ago, an unidentified group of men seized control of the Nakatomi building, sealing off all entrances and exits. All telephone lines have been cut, and the only communication now possible has been through the use of CB communicators, which the group apparently brought with them. According to official sources, the perpetrators of this strange building...
Unit 5, hold your position at the main entrance.
All right, guys, this is what we got. We got Charlie Unit in position by the parking structure. We're going to send them in through the
Let me ask you something. Is this stairway go up through the escalator?
Yeah, that's where they're going.
Yeah,
they're going to go through the lobby, up there, and try and draw some...
What's going on?
What's it look like? It's going in.
Going in? Man, that's crazy. There could be over 30 hostages in there for all we know.
We don't know shit, pal. If there's hostages, how come nobody's come to us with ransom demands, huh? If there's terrorists in there, where's their list of demands? All we know is that somebody shot your car up. It's probably the same silly son of a bitch you've been talking to on that radio.
Excuse me, sir. But what about the body that fell out the window?
Well, who knows? It's probably some stockbroker. Got depressed.
We're ready for you, Chief.
All right, light him up. Let's go.
All right, hit your lights.
We're gonna go.
We got approval, Chief.
Let's go. Al. Al, you still with me, babe? What's going on? Yo, Al.
I'm here, Roy, but I'm kind of busy right now. I'll talk to you later.
Al, what's wrong? What's going on?
I said I'll talk to you later, Roy. If you are what I think you are, then you'll know when to listen, when to shut up, and when to pray.
Jesus Christ, you're coming in. That's it, isn't it? Christ, pal, I told you what kind of people you're dealing with here.
All right, let's load them up.
Blue, go.
So, they'll be coming. Everyone get ready.
You're the eyes now.
Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Let's go.
Macho assholes. No, no!
All right. Listen up, guys. Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring except the four assholes coming in the rear in standard. Two by two cover formation.
Okay, we're all set. We're ready.
Kick ass.
Go! Right. Let's do it.
They're shooting at him.
It's panic fire. They can't see anything.
They're shooting at the lights. They're going after the lights. Pull them back.
It's not happening. Mike, burn it.
Don't be impatient. Just wound them.
Get them back. They're sitting ducks up there.
They're almost
lighting.
In.
Get them back.
Almost in.
Send in the car. Send in the car.
Rodriguez, report.
Whoa, wait a minute, wait a minute. What are we here, gentlemen? The police have themselves an RV. Southeast corner.
Jesus Christ.
I don't care. Get back. Get the fuck back.
Get over there. Stand, stand. Stand.
Ah, scheiße. Lass liegen. Weiter, weiter, weiter. Mach schnell.
Oh, lass
schnell. Weiter.
Jerkweed.
They're using artillery on us.
You idiot. It's not the police. It's him.
Holy shit.
Tell me you got that.
I got it.
Hit your heart on Channel 5.
We've had an update on the terrorist takeover of the Nakatomi building. Sources say the terrorist leader Hans, maybe this man Hans Gruber, a member of the radical West German Volksfrei movement. Strangely, the Volksfrei leadership issued a communique an hour ago stating that Gruber had been expelled from that organization.
Al, do you copy?
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
What was that?
Remember that plastic explosive I told you about?
Yeah.
There you go. Is the building on fire?
No, but it's going to need a paint job and a shitload of screen doors. Our spotters say you got two with that blast.
Is that him?
Yes, sir. Now, you listen to me, mister. I don't know who in the hell you think you are or what you're doing, but you just destroyed a building.
Now, we do not want your help. Is that clear? We don't want your help. I've got 100 people down here, and they're covered with glass.
Glass? Who gives a shit about glass? Who the fuck is this?
This is Deputy Chief of Police Dwayne T. Robinson, and I am in charge of this situation.
Oh, you're in charge. Well, I got some bad news for you, Dwayne.
From up here, it doesn't look like you're in charge of jack shit.
You listen to me, you little asshole. I'm
an asshole. I'm not the one who just got butt-fucked on national TV, Dwayne.
Now, you listen to me, jerk-off. If you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Quit being part of the fucking problem and put the other guy back on.
Hey, Roy, how you feeling?
Pretty fucking unappreciated, Al.
Hey, look, I love you. So do a lot of the other guys.
Well, you hang in there, man. You hear me? You hang in there.
Yeah, thanks, partner.
What are you doing?
I'm tired of sitting here waiting to see who gets us killed first, them or your husband.
What are you going to do?
Hey, babe, I negotiate million-dollar deals for breakfast. I think I can handle this Euro trash.
Hey, frickin' Tsitsak, huh?
If you listened to me, he would be neutralized already.
I don't want neutral, I want dead.
Hope I'm not interrupting.
What does he want?
It's not what I want, it's what I can give you. Look, let's be straight, okay? It's obvious you're not some dumb schmuck up here to snatch a few purses, am I right?
You're very perceptive.
I watch 60 Minutes, I say to myself, these guys are professional, they're motivated. They're happening, i.e., they want something, huh? Now, personally, I couldn't care less about your politics. Maybe you're pissed off at the camel jockeys, maybe it's the Heaves, Northern Ireland. It's none of my business. I figure you're here to negotiate, am I right?
You're amazing. You figured this all out already.
Hey, business is business. You use a gun, I use a fountain pen. What's the difference? Let's put it in my terms. You're here in a hostile takeover. You grab us for some green mail, but you didn't expect some poison pill was going to be running around in the building. Am I right? Hans. Bobby. I'm your white knight.
I must have missed 60 minutes. What are you saying?
The guy upstairs is fucking things up, huh?
I can give him to you.
Roy, you all right?
Just trying to fire down a 1,000-year-old twink. What do they put in these things anyway?
Sugar-enriched flour, partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, polysorbate 60, and
yellow dye number 5. Just everything a growing boy needs.
How many kids you got, Al?
Well, as a matter of fact, my wife is working on our first.
How about you, cowboy? You got any kids back on your ranch?
Yeah. 2.
Sure hope I can see him swinging on a jungle gym with Al Jr. someday.
Well, now that's a date. But you're going to have to bring the ice cream.
Touching, cowboy, touching. Or should I call you Mr. McLean? Mr. Officer John McLean of the New York Police Department.
Get on the phone to Harry in here. Come on, baby, move.
Got it.
You better get hold of somebody in dispatch.
Sister Teresa called me Mr. McLean in the third grade. My friends call me John. You're neither, shithead.
I have someone who wants to talk to you. A very special friend who was with you at the party tonight.
Hey, John boy.
Ellis?
Yeah. Now listen, John. Give me a few minutes to try to talk some sense into you. I know you think you're doing your job, John, and I can appreciate that, but you're just dragging this thing out. Now look, no one gets out of here until these guys can talk to the L.A. police, and that just ain't gonna happen until you stop messing up the works, capisce?
Ellis, what have you told them?
I told them we were old friends and you were my guest at the party.
Ellis, you shouldn't be doing this.
Tell me about it. All right, John, listen.
They want you to tell them what the detonators are. They know people are listening. They want the detonators or they're gonna kill me.
John, didn't you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, John, I think you can get with the program a little, huh? The police are here now. It's their problem. Now tell these guys where the detonators are so no one else gets hurt. You know, I'm putting my life on the line for you, pal.
Ellis, listen to me very carefully.
John.
Shut up, Ellis. Just shut your mouth. Put Hans back on the line.
Hans, this shithead does not know what kind of man you are, but I do. Listen.
Good. Then you'll give us what we want and save your friend's life. You're not part of this equation this time you realize that.
Hey, what am I, method actor Hans?
Babe, put away the gun. This is radio, not television.
Hans, this asshole is not my friend. I just met him tonight. I don't know him. Jesus Christ, Ellis, these people are going to kill you. Tell them you don't know me.
John, how can you say that after all these years, huh?
John. John.
You hear that? Talk to me. Where are my detonators? Where are they, or shall I shoot another one? Sooner or later, I might get to someone you do care about.
Go fuck yourself, Hans.
Did you hear that? He just let the guy die, man. He just gave him up. Give me that headset. That's like pulling the trigger
Christ,
yourself.
Man. Can't you see what's happening? Can't That's you cold. Read between the lines?
It's on the right channel?
Yes, sir.
He did everything he could to save him. If he gave himself up, they'd both be dead right now. No way, man. No way. They'd be talking to us. Listen, you tell this partner of yours, pal, to stay the hell out of this from now on. You hear me? Because if he doesn't, I'm going to nail him, boy. I'm really going to nail his ass now. Believe me. The man is hurting. He is alone, tired, and he hasn't seen diddly squat from anybody down here. Now, you're going to stand there and tell me that he's going to give a damn about what you do to him if he makes it out of there alive? Why don't you wake up and smell what you're shoveling? You listen to me, Sergeant. Anytime you want to go home, you consider yourself dismissed. No, sir. You couldn't drag me away.
Attention, police. Attention, police.
This is Sergeant Al Power.
This is Deputy Chief Dwayne Robinson. Who is this?
This is Hans Gruber. I assume you realize the futility of direct action against me. We have no wish for further loss of life.
Well, what is it you do wish for, Mr. Gruber?
I have comrades in arms around the world languishing in prison. The American State Department enjoys rattling its saber for its own ends. Now I can rattle it for me. The following people are to be released from their captors. In Northern Ireland, the 7 members of the new Provo Front. In Canada, the 5 imprisoned leaders of Liberté de Québec. In Sri Lanka, the 9 members of the Asian Dawn.
What the fuck?
I read about them in Time magazine. When these revolutionary brothers and sisters are free, the hostages in this building will be taken to the roof, and they will accompany us in helicopters to the Los Angeles International Airport, where they will be given further instructions. You have 2 hours to comply.
Wait a minute. Mr. Gruber, this is crazy. I don't have the authority. I can't authorize. 2 hours is not enough. Hello? Hello? Danny, did you get all that? Let's go. We got to make some calls.
Do you think they'll even try to do it?
Who cares? Theo, are we on schedule?
One more to go, then it's up to you. And you better be right, because it looks like this last one's going to take a miracle.
It's Christmas, Theo. It's the time of miracles, so be of good cheer and call me when you hit the last lock. Carl, hunt that little shit down and get those detonators.
Reese is checking explosives.
I'll check the explosives. You just get the detonators.
Hey, pal, you out there?
I'm here, John. I'm here.
You gotta believe me, there's nothing I could do.
Well, it's gonna be both our asses if you're wrong.
I hear you. Did you catch that bullshit Hans was running?
Doesn't make sense, man.
Hey, don't ask me, man. I'm just a desk jockey who was on my way home when you rang.
Well, you drove that car, I figured you for the street, Al.
An author of Hostage Terrorist, Terrorist Hostage, A Study in Duality. Dr. Hasseldorf, what can we expect in the next few hours?
Well, Gail, by this time, the hostages should be going through the early stages of the Helsinki syndrome.
As in Helsinki, Sweden.
Finland. Basically, it's when the hostages and the terrorists go through a sort of psychological transference and a projection of dependency.
A strange sort of trust and bond develops. We've had situations where the hostages have embraced their captors after their release and even corresponded with them in prison.
No, 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 darling. Asian Dawn. Dawn. D-A-W-N.
Sir?
Yeah.
Sir, the FBI is here.
Oh, the FBI is here now?
Yes, sir, right over there.
Hold this. Want a breath, man?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm Agent Johnson. This is Special Agent Johnson.
Oh, how you doing?
No relation.
I'm Dwayne Robinson, LAPD. I'm in charge here.
Not anymore.
Get up on the roof, man. See if I can signal for help, you know.
Since we're here, why don't you come in and help?
Hold.
We go.
Forget the roof.
Come on.
Forget the roof. They got people all over. Well, you want to stay alive, you stay with me.
Well, the best way we can figure it is we've got maybe 30 or 35 hostages up there, probably on the 30th floor, and maybe, I don't know, 7 or 8 terrorists up there.
Sounds like an A7 scenario.
Thank you. We'll handle it from here. When we commandeer your men, we'll try and let you know.
Aren't you forgetting something?
Such as?
What about John McClane? He's the reason why we have the information we have up until now. He's also the reason why you're facing 7 terrorists instead of 12.
He's inside? Who is he?
Well, he might be a cop. I don't know. We're checking on that.
One of yours?
No way.
You smoke?
Yeah. Thanks. You don't work for Nakatomi. And if you're not one of them...
I'm a cop from New York.
New York?
Yeah. Got invited to the Christmas party by mistake. Who knew? It's better being called your pants down, huh? I'm John McClane. You're,
Clay. Bill.
How to use a handgun, Bill?
I spent a weekend at a combat ranch. You know that game with the guns that shoot red, pink? Probably seems kind of stupid to you.
Well, time for the real thing, Bill. All you gotta do is pull the trigger.
Kommt. Sofort. Put down the gun and give me my detonators.
Well. Hans.
Put it down now.
Pretty tricky with that accent. You gotta be on fucking TV with that accent. But what do you want with the detonators, Hans? I already used all the explosives. Or did I?
I'm going to count to 3.
Yeah. Like you did with Takagi. Oops. No bullets. Fucking stupid, Hans.
You were saying?
Boom!
Thank you.
suit the glass.
Has an equal claim on being that, too.
You got something. Tell me you got something.
Just McLean's name, badge number, employment record, vital statistics, and his family's home address. Right here in L.A.
It'll work.
Got it.
God, that man looks really pissed. He's still alive.
What?
Only John can drive somebody that crazy.
Hans, you better heat up that miracle because we just broke through on number 6 and the electromagnetic came down like a fucking anvil.
Brother, have a look at what our friends outside are doing and I'll be right up.
Hey, John. John McLean, you still with us?
Yeah. But all things being equal, I'd rather be in Philadelphia. Chalk up 2 more bad guys.
Well, the boys down here will be glad to hear that. You know we got a pool going on you.
What kind of odds am I getting?
You don't want to know.
Put me down for 20. I'm good for it. Hey, pal. You got flat feet?
What the hell are you talking about, man?
Something had to get you off the street.
What's the matter? You don't think jockeying papers across a desk is a noble effort for a cop?
No.
I had an accident.
The way you drive, I can see why. What'd you do? Run over your captain's foot with the car.
I shot a kid. He was 13 years old. Oh, it was dark. I couldn't see him. He had a ray gun look real enough. You know, when you're a rookie, they can teach you everything about being a cop except how to live with a mistake. Anyway, I just couldn't bring myself to draw my gun on anybody again.
Sorry, man.
Hey, man. How could you know?
I feel like shit anyway.
Well, then this won't matter. The LAPD is not calling the shots down here anymore.
Feds?
You got it.
All right, those are the city engineers. They're going into the street circuits. And those guys in the suits, I don't know who they are.
That's the FBI. They're ordering the others to cut the building's power. Regular as clockwork.
Or a time lock.
Pretty Precisely. The circuits that cannot be cut are cut automatically in response to a terrorist incident. You ask for miracles, dear. I give you the FBI.
I should have let the friggin' building shut down.
I got a problem.
I don't care what your problem is. I don't give two shits about your switch. I want the building out. Doc, see it okay.
You don't understand. You can't do it from here.
Yeah, you could.
It can't be done from here.
I got the radio.
We can't do it from down here, I'm telling you. It's got to be done from downtown. They've got to take out a whole city grid. We're talking 10 square blocks.
10 blocks, Jim.
Yeah.
Johnson, that's crazy. It's Christmas Eve, man. There's thousands of people.
You have to go wider.
Look, the mayor will have my ass.
Authorization? How about the United States fucking government?
Hey,
lose the grid or you lose your job.
Yeah, Central?
Yeah?
Yeah, this is Walt down at Nakatomi. Say, listen, would it be possible for you to turn off grid 212?
Are you crazy?
Maybe I should call the mayor on this.
Hey, no shit, it's my ass. I got a big problem down here. Shut it down. Shut it down now.
Emergency lighting activated.
Al, talk to me. What's going on here?
Ask the FBI. They got the universal terrorist playbook, and they're running it step by step.
It's gonna go. It's gonna go!
Gonna do now? Arrest them for not paying their electric bill?
We've shut them down. We let them sweat for a while, then we give them helicopters.
Right up the ass. This is Agent Johnson. No, the other one. I want that air support ready to lift off in 5 minutes. Damn right, fully armed. We're on the way.
I wish to talk to the FBI.
This is Special Agent Johnson of the FBI.
The State Department has arranged for the return of your comrades.
Helicopters are en route, as you requested.
I hear you. We'll be ready.
Tommy figures out what hit them, they'll be in a body bag.
When they touch down, we'll blow the roof. They'll spend a month sifting through the rubble, and by the time they figure out what went wrong, we'll be sitting on a beach, earning 20%.
Pal. Yo, pal, you got a minute?
I'm here, John.
Listen, man, I'm starting to get a bad feeling up here. I want you to do something for me. I want you to find my wife. Don't ask me how. By then, you'll know how. I want you to tell her something. I want you to tell her that... I told her it took me a while to figure out what a jerk I've been. But, that when things started to pan out for her, I should have been more supportive. And, I just should have been behind her more. Tell her that that she is the best thing that ever happened to a bum like me. She's heard me say I love you 1,000 times. She never heard me say I'm sorry. And I want you to tell her that, Al. I want you to tell her that, John said that he was sorry. Okay? You got that, man?
Yeah, I got it, John. But you can tell her that yourself. You just watch your ass and you'll make it out of there. You hear me?
I guess that's up to the man upstairs.
John? John?
What the fuck are you doing upstairs, Hans?
John!
No, Al, listen. Listen, just lay off for a while. I gotta go check on something.
That's all I'm asking. 1 minute just to speak.
No,
All right. Get back.
No, for favor, senor.
All right.
No,
look, you let me in right now or I call the INS. Comprende? Look. This is the last time these kids are going to have to speak to their parents. All right? Mm. All right. Come on. What are you doing, Hud? What are you doing?
John, come in.
Did you get that?
Something about a double cross.
Tell me about it.
We're both professional. This is personal.
Gennaro.
You know, your mom and dad are very important people. They're very brave people. So is there something you'd like to say to them if they're watching?
Come home.
Mrs. McLean. Honors to make your acquaintance.
A little bonus for us.
Please, sit down.
Sit down.
Hey! A policeman's wife might come in handy. McLean, I have some news for you. McLean.
After all your posturing, all your little speeches, you're nothing but a common thief.
I am an exceptional thief, Mrs. McLean. And since I'm moving up to kidnapping, you should be more polite.
Christ.
We're gonna need some more FBI guys, I guess.
Nuke the whole building, Hans.
Well, when you steal $600, you can't just disappear. When you steal $600 million, they will find you unless they think you're already dead. Put down the gun.
Mine, this is mine.
You got me.
Still
the cowboy, Mr. McLean. Americans all alike. Well, this time John Wayne does not walk off into the sunset with Grace Kelly.
This Gary Cooper asshole.
Enough jokes.
You made a pretty good cowboy yourself, Hans.
Oh, yes. What was it you said to me before? Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Happy trails, Hans.
Thank you.
Holly.
Holly.
Holly Gennaro.
Holly McLean.
Hello, Holly. You got yourself a good man. You take good care of him.
McLean?
Yes, okay,
let him see. McLean, I want to debrief. You got some things to answer for, mister.
Right. Ellis was murdered for one thing. Property damage, interfering with police business.
Gotta be here for New Year's.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Feuer krumpen, himmlische dein Heiligtum, deine Zauber binden.